Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Welcome back to Anniversary Month. We hope you all enjoy this free sneak peek of our exclusive bonus content that you'll find on patreon.com/castparty. Enjoy a behind-the-scenes look as we sit down for our after-show and discuss our thoughts, theories, and so much more regarding each episode of Cast Party. To end the month-long celebration, we will be releasing the long-awaited, highly anticipated next installment of Enter the Pungeon, a hilarious, pun-filled one-shot that is all the rave in the Cast Party community. Enter the Pungeon is part of our monthly one-shot series, The After Party, where we do hilarious, silly, or downright weird one-shots for you all to enjoy. Some canon, most not, all amazing. Last but not least, merch! Our merch store is open right now, but only until the end of November. We have returning favorites like the Matthias' University sweater or Xander's Supreme hoodie, as well as some brand new amazing designs that we are so excited about. So be sure to check them out before they're locked in the vault at cast-party.myshopify.com. If you enjoy this upcoming sneak peek of our exclusive bonus content, join us over on Patreon for hours upon hours of even more goodies at patreon.com/castparty. For the price of a single cup of coffee, you can get access to backlogs of hilarious one-shots and behind-the-scenes info you won't get anywhere else. patreon.com/castparty. We'll see you there. Come hang out with us on the Discord. We love chatting with all of you guys. And you can even submit listener questions like you'll hear in this behind-the-scenes right here. We love you all and can't thank you enough for the support and for spending the last 2 years with Cast Party. Enjoy this sneak peek behind the scenes.
Anna, what's your
poppin'? Oh shit, she got a Four Loko.
You got a Four Loko?
Anna's drinking a Four Loko.
Oh, Chuck!
Could you imagine that's how Anna tells us she started to drink? It's like just pops a Four Loko. During recording? Hello, everyone, and welcome. Behind the Scenes, episode 54, Did You Know? A 2017 study from Rover.com, that was conducted over 3 years, found that 54% of dog owners are willing to end a relationship if their pup doesn't like their partner.
Absolutely.
100%. I'm surprised it's that low.
The study also found that 94% of dog owners consider their dogs to be a part of their family, also yes. And 78% include their pups in major family moments.
Yeah, of course.
This might be bad, but it's also the other way around for me. If I don't like your dogs and they are terribly trained and stuff like that, it puts a damper on the relationship for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's happened before.
I was thinking other way around, like if they don't like my dog,
This is
like an anecdotal like confirmation of this, so take it with a grain of salt, but I had a girlfriend right out of high school, and she had this little chihuahua who was a monster. Her name was Sophie. I loved that dog. The dog really hated the girlfriend's friend. I don't remember his name. It's probably good that I don't dox him. And, you know, dogs are a good judge of character. And I was always like, he's, you know, like, he likes you more than you think. And you just don't think of it. And this was, of course, young Nigel, insecure. Like, every guy just wants to fuck you, like, all that shit. And then he was like, hey, I'm in love with you. And I think that you should be with me and not him. And I was like, I fucking told you. And so did the dog.
Quick recap. You found a place to sleep. Sebastian decided to write a song with some weird questions. Sebastian finally had another dream after a long while. Jet woke up and completely turned into a dragonborn. And then you all headed further south. You ran into the village from Sebastian's dreams and found a building. And you heard a strange voice from the other side as Xander was trying to pick the lock of the front door.
I was just tying my shoe, bro. I don't know what you're talking about. Before I forget, everyone has 9 temp HP right now.
Oh.
Because of a thing that comes with my level 10. I totally forgot about it.
You don't have to do something to activate it?
As far as I know, no. I gain 14 temp HP whenever I finish a short or long rest. Additionally, choose up to 5 creatures you can see at the end of the rest to grant them +9.
Oh my god.
God damn, that's so cool.
Yes, we all leveled up. I should have brought that up in the recap. We don't know a lot of new abilities, but we do know one, which was that a spell, Sebastian?
Yes. Well, okay, it came from my bard feat, Magical Secrets. I took Contact Other Planes, and I also swapped out, and then I also took another spell, which I thought was very cool, and I can't wait to flavor it when the incredibly dire situation comes. And speaking of level ups, just before we jump into it, moving forward, Colin has allowed me to playtest the Bardic Inspiration changes coming to D&D 1.
Whoa! Ooh.
Oh, really?
So now, going forward, my Bardic Inspiration, I go from 5 slots to 4. They are no longer a bonus action, but a reaction. And I can use that reaction to either grant you a D10 now because I'm level 10, or heal you for a D10 on my reaction.
Whoa!
Oh, interesting.
And because I'm level 10 now, if you roll a 1, I don't lose that bardic slot. Like, that die isn't expended.
Whoa.
So I'm really excited to try it out, and I think it's going to be super fun.
Every single one of us has healing. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nuts.
For those of you who don't know, Xander is a celestial warlock again from the last episode.
Yes, sir.
He's got a couple boons from the Fiend Pact, as well as access to all of the Fiend spells he previously had access to.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
So we had lots of changes, including our big dragony boy.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
Was this plotted? Like Xander's shift?
I have a conspiracy, because I remember this. The once Nigel said in an ex-BTS, however long ago, he was like, I think it's a dragonborn. And my brain sparked off. It was like behind the scenes 2 or 3. Vince said, I think dragons are so cool. I just want to be a dragon.
Uh-huh.
I know that's when it peaked. And I know that's when the train started. I swear to God, I remember it.
No.
Yes, you did indeed say that.
Yes! Yep.
And it has been locked away ever since.
I knew it.
No!
I had to re-listen today before running this to your first interaction with that man to remember exactly what he said to you and what exactly went down there. And for those of you who haven't figured it out yet, I say very specifically in that scene that he gripped you really hard as you held him up on that right shoulder. And that is exactly where your transformation started.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Dude, what? So many people in the Discord have been like, why is it the right shoulder? What's going on in there? And then Colin is like, something happened to that shoulder. Don't like freak out. There's a reason for the right shoulder. And everybody's like, it could have been this, it could have been that, it could have been aliens, it could have been fucking Nigel doing this shit. And I was like, what?
I wonder when Jet's gonna first, like, blah, 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 vomit. What is it, ice?
I know. His breath weapon.
Frost breath, yeah.
So curious.
Like, does he even know that he has that power? Is it just gonna be a panic response?
It's gonna be an anger response to Nomura, like, fucking with his neck. Hey, by the way, Xander also is now seeing Olam's name in the, or Omis's name in the picture.
It's never gonna leave you.
I can't. It's my brain will not accept that name.
That is the first time I made you roll a perception check on your pictures.
Yeah. But he being sneaky.
Now Dad's in there and I don't know what to expect. Are we even going to see him? Do we get to leave before he shows up? Who knows?
End game. Fighting a god. Let's go.
Let's go kill an elder god.
I want to see Sire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm more curious about him. I want to know what happens there. Like, I can't remember from the story that you told. Is Sire, like, an enemy of Omis at all? Or are they mentioned in context to each other at all?
You do not know the background of Sire and Omis.
He's just a spooky fae boy who making deals.
So, Ryan, I do want to talk about the dream. As I have grown as a DM, and as I have gotten better at improv, I like to allow more stuff like that. The first dream, you had no control. It was me just telling you a story. The second dream, you had a little more. Third dream, you had a little more. This one, you had a little more. Was that stressful? What were you feeling in the moment? Did you like what was going on? You were in a very different location than the other dreams.
Yeah, it was a lot of panic. Just them jumping out. It's almost like the tall dude was my teacher, like my music teacher, and he was overlooking this show I was putting on. But then the other two people that I have had interactions with just come out and start slaughtering. And I assumed, I guess I might not have picked up on it initially, but I feel like that's probably Sebastian's reaction in the moment too, of was the lady even trying to hurt me by charging me? Or was she just trying to grab me and get me out? And then the tall guy was like, here's the door, I'm peacing, you can come too. So I feel like in the moment it was more panic, and I don't even know these two individuals, so what if I was helping them before? I don't know their intentions. So I was like, I'm gonna run if I have a way out. I don't want to be involved in just slaughtering these people. But then she yoinked me, and I knew I should have just fucking ran, but I was like, I have to see what she's doing.
Yeah, you could have figured out what was down that next hallway.
I know.
Now we are at the village you've been seeing.
Yeah, that's a little spoopy. Yeah. And it's empty.
It's giving off like Resident Evil Village vibes. Like,
yeah.
Nothing good.
It's just the fact that it's almost like barren.
Yeah. The very first thing that happens in that game is you walk into the village and it's just like weird and ominously quiet, and you see like things out of the corner of your eye.
Jet, what you gonna do with your advice?
I have no idea. He talked about the past, like history, and that's like the main thing I got from it. Was like, yeah, just look at the past. Like, that's all I'm giving you, buddy.
One thing that is a little buried in there is that, like, he essentially confirmed that the plane you are from has been lost.
I knew it.
That's what had me so confused. Is like, you're like, yeah, it's lost, but how could it be lost if we already had a type of connection? But then, like, when that happened, for some reason, I thought of Nigel's one shot where, like, our two worlds collided and shit, and I couldn't get that out of my mind as well.
Mm-hmm. We're getting closer and closer to it being canon. I'm telling you guys.
I don't know, man. It caught me off guard so bad, and I wasn't ready for a question, and the only thing that I could think of is, well, what does Jet want the most right now? And it, of course, and like you asked, too, what do you want the most? It's like, well, to get back. I want my mom. I want my dog. I want my family. I want to be on Earth and not this shit that we're in right now. We're just literally scratching the surface of everything, and we're still learning about ourselves in the process. So, yeah, we've learned a lot, but like I said, we've only scratched the surface, and it's something that he doesn't know if he wants to continue digging deeper or not. Because if just scratching the surface has gotten him to this point right now where he's freaking the fuck out, it's like, okay, what if you get like an inch deeper? What the hell is that going to pop out and throw in your face? So it's like, okay, let's just get home.
All right. So we've had the Xander arc. We have the very beginning of Sebastian's. We have some amount of Vince's
development.
Jets. Yeah. Like we're somewhere in there.
Yeah. Jets is like, here's an eighth, here's an eighth, here's an eighth. And then, like, after, I don't know if it's after this or what, but then we're just going to get a fucking waterfall of Jet as it just comes to fruition.
What is Blueberry's going to be?
But then we have Blue.
That's what I am so excited for, too.
God, like, damn it.
Oh, my God. There's so much shit that's about to happen that I'm like, ah!
Nigel, roll me a d20.
Do it, Dad. Come on, Dad. Come on, Dad. Big money, no whammies.
I got a 19.
The very basics I have given Blueberry were very long ago on the way to Elvrath. You met with Some guy that you talked about, the spirit journey.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It was like spirit Edwin or something. Journey.
And Blueberry has seen a recent vision.
Uh-huh,
oh, the
uh-huh.
tree.
The tree.
Yeah.
The tree is also in the Fables of Phandrea.
The
just
Haven
saying,
Eye.
If you guys, if all you listeners haven't been listening to the Fables of Phandrea, which if you're listening to this, I know you are because you love the content. If you haven't, go check that shit out. It's a lot of fun.
There was a link to the Haven Eye in Ermina's fight.
Yeah, there's and there's also a link to a character's journal, mm-hmm. perhaps, in when we were after Hermina's fight.
Some sneaky beakies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's that recording.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so Blueberries is a little bit more hidden right now.
Okay, so my arc is going to be one episode so we can work on Blueberry because I want to hear Blueberry shit.
I don't know. I feel like whatever is going to come with this arc is going to have a lot of things that Xander is hyped about based off of the inkling of what we know about her character and the fact that there's like some Midwestern vibes. Like, Xander's Midwestern. Xander's into cryptids. Is it, like, this is Xander arc part two, inadvertently. Sorry, Sebastian.
That's okay.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's time for questions.
Yeah, listen to question time. All right. This one is actually pretty fitting for tonight because it might actually be one of your answers. Mason over on the Discord asked, so far, what is everyone's most WTF moment?
I like how simple that question is and how hard it is.
Yeah, everyone yeah. just like,
I read it 30 minutes ago and I still don't know my answer. There's so many that are just like shocking.
I definitely had one where my jaw literally dropped and I can't think of what it was.
Oh my god, I got jump scared by the puppy.
That is it.
Too quiet.
Right now, the biggest I can think of is Sebastian's lyric journal. Was not expecting that.
This is a hard one.
Right now, I've got three recent ones that had me like, it gave me a moment of literal, like, what the fuck, which were most recently the Lobos betrayal,
mm-hmm.
the airship getting shot down, like that first moment of it, of the impact, and when Hermina used, was that, I don't remember what spell it was, the one that almost, yeah, disintegrate, where it like almost killed Blueberry and would have killed Jet. It might have been in the behind the scenes when you said like what would have happened there. And I was like, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like that could have been a character kill right there. Like I said, like I know that there was at least one moment where it happened and I like my jaw literally dropped and I was like, holy shit. Like we're in for something here. Like this is not going to be an easy task.
Even though we all saw it coming. Speaking of disintegrate. The betrayal at the Valorith royal wedding.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, we knew some shit was gonna go down, but we didn't know to what extent. And then when it all happened, just so instantaneously, it was just like, blank face. I don't know what to do. What is going on? I think that's top on my list for mine.
One big what the fuck for me is just simply when we were in the astral place and Xander saw a thing that he remembered from abduction.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right. That is real solid. And we haven't returned back to that because we've had such a hectic morning.
And it sounds like based on the live listen that we did that it was a Githzerai or a Githyanki.
Oh yeah.
But I guess a translucent ghosty version. So that is interesting implications.
Oh, you know what was a good one? When Sebastian got his throat slit right at the beginning.
Oh, yo!
Of the show.
Oh my god, that's right.
Holy shit, I forgot about that. Visage.
Oh yeah, that was in Pastel.
Yeah, because that was like before we knew what was going on and like, we were just like a bunch of dudes and you got your throat slit and all of us were like, whoa, what the fuck? Oh my god.
I think that also leads to kind of what the fuck moment because it was It was almost our first instance of like scary bloodshed and realizing how scary the like the place could be was stumbling upon that body and passed out down the alley Blueberry found. That was like our first, oh shit, there's a murder. This might not be safe anywhere, no matter where we go.
Or the fire.
The fire of Haven.
That was a huge
that
one.
That was good.
That was a huge one for me. The fire in Haven.
This is all nostalgic. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's so hard of thinking of certain things too, because it, I mean, we've been doing this for 2 years now. Like, we haven't thought of these things for a while.
This is a random one I thought about the other day. Ryan's recognition of when, I don't remember his name, Dugrin.
His mini freak out.
When Dugrin was like, I always got your back, May. And then that's when Sebastian slash Ryan put together Mariv was the Doubtfire's daughter. And just because he like yells into the mic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was the first time and the only time where I have freaked out so much that I threw my headphones. So
I will never forget that. Just you like you were sitting there and you were like looking at something and you're like, what the fuck? You like threw your headphones off. You're like, it's fucking me.
It was all the lights going off in my brain at the same time. And I had to hyper focus on something on my desk and I could not like leave my focus off of that or else I was going to lose the trail. And then it was like, ping, 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 fucking me. I was like, oh shit.
Well, it was so funny because like you drew my attention on Discord because I noticed you were like really focused on something. Like, what is he going to do here? And then it clicked in your head that, oh my God. Yeah, that was great. You had that mini freak out and that was amazing.
It was a good way to end the episode too.
Yeah. That was a great ending.
I still think about the fact that you had us stay in an inn called the Lingering Flame after you set fire to the to the Haven place and passed out.
That's so fucked.
It's so fucked up, Colin. God damn it.
But like, that wasn't on purpose. No, you can't just be mad at me for that. Didn't you guys go to the Lingering Flame before it burnt, right?
No, Lingering Flame, it was where we stayed after Ginny. Like, when we were when we finished
Valorith.
Up, we were staying up in Valorith, yeah. And then we went down and we were in the Drunken Ox when Haven was on fire, yeah. Here's the question we're all still wondering. What are water peas?
Yo, the water peas.
The water peas. What are those?
We'll do an after party about water peas.
No.
Water pea farmers. We'll be farmers trying to sell our water peas. Like at a state fair. Like who can grow the biggest water pea?
I'm so in. That's the biggest single water pea. Could you imagine if you ordered peas at a restaurant and they just brought you one big one?
It's like the size of an orange and you have to cut it up.
That is one of the most upsetting things I've thought about tonight.
You bite it like an apple.
Oh God, it's like a scoop of ice cream just plopped into a dish.
Why?
The texture's so wrong for what peas are.
Thank you all so much for listening. We got lots of WTF moments. Recount your favorites in the Patreon. I'm actually very curious to see what other people say in the Discord.
BTS chat.
We have a very special guest next week, which we are super excited for. So join us then, and we will see their character and what they might be like. Okay, bye.
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 Okay, bye.
Bye.